blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today we will discuss about the blessed life of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. We'll start with the blessing of Durood-e Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, when those who love each other for the sake of Allah meet and shake hands and send peace and blessings upon me. Now what will happen? Before they separate from each other, Allah Almighty will forgive their past and future sins. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The leader of the women of paradise, Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. We can learn many madani pearls from the life, the biography of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. How the daughter should be, how the wife should be, and how the mother should be. Inshallah, sawajal. Before we move on to our topic, inshallah, Harun bhai will recite beautiful kalam today.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله تو شمع رسالت ہے
کا پیتے ہیں تیرے دل
پانی ہے تیرا پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا تو شمع میری رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا دنیا میں ہمیں تم نے جب اپنا بنایا ہے دنیا میں ہمیں تم نے جب اپنا بنایا ہے محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا آقا محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا یہ ہے میرا دیوانا محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا یہ ہے میرا دیوانا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگ در جانا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگ در جانا تو شمع میری رسالت ہے آقا تو شمع میری رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ تو شمع میری رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تو شمع میری رسالت ہے آقا تو شمع میری رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
سبحان اللہ The Blessed Life, the biography of Fatima Tuzhara. Today our topic, inshallah, we start with Bilal Madani bhai, inshallah. Bilal bhai, amazing daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zindagi mein waqai bade bade logon ki history padhte hain. But you know, it's amazing personality. Kaisi baat hai na. Bahut kuch seekhne ko milta hai. Qurbani kisko kehte hain? Sacrifices. Ah, you know, in our society, many issues in the house, especially husband and wife, this mutual understanding. But when they start reading the biography of Fatima Tuzhara radiallahu ta'ala, then they will truly understand the how the wife should be.
SubhanAllah. Absolutely, Sayyid Sahib. Because these are our role models. We look in Islam, who are the people who brought us the message of Islam from the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we look at from the male side, then we know the shining examples. But rarely do we hear much discussion about the blessed Sahabiyat, and then in particular the Ahl-e-Bayt, the blessed and prophetic household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyida Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was the youngest and most dearest daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. She has many titles that I came across. Subhanallah, the ulama, it seems that they were just trying to find more and more titles, but the words were running out. This great, great personality. So before I move on to the main introduction, I just want to mention the few titles, mashallah. So Sayyida Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha's famous titles, Khatune Jannat, the Blessed Lady, the Queen of Paradise. Thereafter, Ummu Sadat, the mother of all the nobles, meaning all of those who are going to be the offspring and the who are from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they come from Sayyida Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. As she is that unique personality, normally the lineage passes through the sons, from the father to the sons, and then this is transferred onwards. The unique and exclusive virtue of Sayyida Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha is that the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam continues through his blessed daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. This is her unique quality. Thereafter, a few more titles. Makhdumatul Kainat.
Subhanallah.
The honored lady of the universe. And thereafter, she has many other titles. Sayyida, the blessed leader. Tayyiba, the pure one. Tahira, the chaste one. Then we have Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu anha, the radiant Fatima. You have Batul. Batul means the one who is detached from the world. And this was her life and her personality, that she was busy within the remembrance of Allah, busy in trying to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via her days and nights. It's actually mentioned in her beautiful biography that when she would be within the kitchen and she'd be looking after Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma, she would be busy reciting the Holy Quran. This is one of her beautiful qualities that we can definitely learn from. And thereafter, I met a few more titles. Zakiya, the virtuous one. Radiya, the one who is content. Mardiya, the one who is pleasing to Allah Almighty. Abida, the devout worshipper of Allah. The Zahida, the ascetic, meaning the one who again, who is turned away from the luxuries of the world. Muhaditha, Mubaraka, Zakiya, Azra, Sayyidatun Nisa, Khairun Nisa, Khatune Jannat, Mu'azzama, Ummul Hadi, Ummul Hasanain. So many other titles that I can mention. But just from this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you can understand who this great personality is. She is that blessed and noble woman whose life was spent in a lot of difficulty and tests as well. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would walk past her blessed home after she was married to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by her blessed home and he heard the sound of the mill grinding, that somebody is, they are working and in the kitchen. And Sayyida Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was going through this difficult time, and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her a dua as well in the court of Allah Almighty, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make her matters easy for her, to grant her steadfastness in the difficulty in the moments of her life that she is going through. And such a great personality who, when we look at their life, the ulama of the deen also tell us via the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how pure and how chaste and how unique she was. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتْ فَاطِمَةً لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ فَطَمَهَا وَمُحِبِّيهَا عَنِ النَّارِ. It is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that she, the reason why she was given the name Fatima was because Allah has freed her and all those who love her from the fire of hell.
Subhanallah.
Such a great personality whose love frees a person from the fire of hell, whose sincere love grants a person the true tranquility of Iman. This is that personality we are going to be discussing today. Her way of walking, her way of speech, and her behavior, her demeanor was that which resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. She's very unique in that regard also because her two sons, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma, they resemble the physical appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but she also resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability for her honorable sake.
Ameen. MashaAllah, Qasim bhai with us as well. We were hearing a beautiful Madni Pulse about the life and attributes of the Queen of Paradise, Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. The way she walk, the way she sit, the way she speak, resemblance like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Waqi aise hi hai. Is khandan ki kya hi baat hai? Kya baat raza us chamanistan ka?
Subhanallah.
Zara hai kali. Ji kaise mai kya farmaye?
Amazing. We started off talking about Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha, and we mentioned how she was a role model to be a wife. But when you look into the biography of her and you actually read upon her and you look at the books, it's amazing when you delve into it that she wasn't just a role model on how to be a wife. She was a role model on how to be a daughter as well. And as well as this as well, she was a role model on how to be a good mother to children as well. And upon this as well, she was very good in showing how to be a role model in terms of being a daughter-in-law, in terms of how to have relations with your mother-in-law as well. So when you look at Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, she's not role model for just one individual. So she's role model for every type of woman that there is in this world.
So
whether she's a wife, whether she's a daughter, whether she's a daughter-in-law, or whatever type of woman she is, whatever role she has, Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is a role model for you. And now one thing we can look at is that Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anha, he recalled that Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha, she used to manage the household works. Meaning like grinding the flour or preparing the food, etc. This was the work of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha. And Sayyidina Ali goes on to say that he would deal with the external affairs. So for example, earning the wealth, bringing food to the house, and dealing with anything externally. And it's also mentioned that Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, we got to remember here that she and her blessed personality, she was the daughter of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Remember that the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they wanted to, they could have everything within this world. They could have mountains of gold following them and they could have all the luxuries within this world. But the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and more especially if you look at the life of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, they choose simplicity. And they choose the normal life. Why? To show us and to show the believers across the world a very simple life is the best life to choose. It's mentioned that when she would, you know, grind the meal at home as well, and that marks would form upon her hands. It showed to the extent that she would carry out the works of the household within the house of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And it also goes on to mention regarding Sayyidina Ali that they've mentioned that Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, she had a wonderful and a beautiful relationship with her mother-in-law. A very, very good relationship. And the mother-in-law's name was Fatima bint Asr radiyallahu anha. And this was the mother of Sayyidina Ali. And Sayyidina Ali, when he spoke to his mother, he would say to his mother that Fatima will ensure you never worry of household matters. That this is how comfortable Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra was with her mother-in-law, that the mother-in-law never had to worry. And she had to not worry about absolutely anything. And if you look at the sacred life of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, we learn many, many lessons about how she would speak with the mother-in-law in a very delicate matter. And how she would respect the mother-in-law as well, and the mother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So what we need to understand from this is that a daughter-in-law, how she treats and how she lives with her mother-in-law as well. And alhamdulillah, azawajal, Papa John, alhamdulillah, they've given many nasihat in their books as well, many great wording and advice for especially brides, especially for daughters and how they should be as well. So Papa John has mentioned a few things, that a female, a daughter-in-law, she should strive to maintain a healthy relationship with the mother-in-law and the sister-in-law as well. Achha. And that she should be a positive force and always speaking nicely as well. And also goes on to mention that be patient and remember that goodness is in silence. That if a person remains silent, this is goodness in this. So especially sometimes what can happen between the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law, the mother-in-law may say something. That they may say some harsh words or something. So for the daughter-in-law, the best thing is that you remain silent. And this will bring, you know, blessings within the household and bring barakah within the household as well. So this is one of the many things that we learn from Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu
anha. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautiful point you have highlighted, especially nowadays when you look at every second person, not every single, but every second person in general, you know, there's a problem. Mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, and the big fight when you look is about the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. That's normally happen. And then what happened? There's no peace in the house. There's no comfort in the house. These two need to understand each other as well. Because jo husband hota hai, wo din bhar kaam kar raha hota hai. When they come home, they need a peaceful life inside the home. But when they come in the home and everybody start complaining, mother apni side complain kar rahi hogi, wife apni side complain hogi, then there is no peace. Phir wo ghar ke andar jo hota hai, wo hi ho raha hai. So, but if we follow the footstep, the life of Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, as a daughter-in-law, as a mother as well, as a wife, as a daughter. Yani kisi bhi agar aap ghar mein bada sukoon aa jayega. Yani aap compromise karna seekhe. Aaj ke isme compromise nahi hai. Everybody wants ki wo kya kehta hai ki mera rule ho. यहाँ ये प्रॉब्लम है, यहाँ पे कोई ऑनरशिप थोड़ी है। हमारे यहाँ जो प्रॉब्लम हो रही है ऑनरशिप की जंग हो रही है, फाइट फॉर ऑनरशिप, आई विल रूल द होम। अब फिर यहाँ आगे प्रॉब्लम होता है, कोई रूलिंग के लिए घर में नहीं आया जाता, घर मोहब्बत से बनाया जाता है। घर झोपड़ी भी हो, मोहब्बत हो तो महल लगता है, और अगर महल भी हो मोहब्बत ना हो तो बिल्कुल काटने को दौड़ता है। इसलिए घर को बेहतर बनाने के लिए वी नीड टू कॉम्प्रोमाइज, वी नीड टू सेक्रीफाइस एज वेल, एक दूसरे के राइट्स को वायलेट नहीं करना चाहिए। तो बहुत ज़बरदस्त माशाल्लाह इस हवाले से इन्होंने बयान किया, हाउ द मदर इन लॉ शुड बी एंड हाउ द डॉटर इन लॉ एज वेल। माशाल्लाह हमारे साथ हारून भाई भी मौजूद हैं और मुस्कुरा भी रहे हैं, आइए सुनते हैं।
When you see the parents of a person and their character and how they are as people, that may give you an idea of what that a child of theirs may be like. And subhanAllah, the parents of Sayyidah Fatima to Zahra are none other than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. If we look at their example of a couple as husband and wife, the support that Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the very get-go, from before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even announced himself as a prophet, and the hardships that they went through together and how they pursued this, subhanAllah, it just goes to show then when they were to have a beautiful child like Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra, what she would be like. And subhanAllah, you know, we see this theme constantly throughout our pious predecessors. We see the example of Ghawse Pak and how pure and blessed his mother was as well.
SubhanAllah.
And many other mother and child relations that we see plays a key part in the personality and then the qualities of that child as well. And here is no different with the beautiful life of Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra. And if you look at the mutual respect that they had between themselves, and you know, we hear famously that whenever the Prophet ﷺ would walk into the room where Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra would be, out of respect, she would always stand up.
SubhanAllah.
You know, this was a common theme that was carried out just out of the respect and love for her noble father, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, you know, if we kind of bring it back to our environment of home that we are in today, many times we will see the father comes home from work, or the father has gone somewhere, you know, he wakes up in the morning, the children are there, they have no awareness and they are totally oblivious as to where the father is, if he's walking in and out of the room, the common respect. Even when they are talking, you know, nowadays, astaghfirullah, you see some examples of they're not even giving the common respect of eye contact or the proper body language that a father should receive in conversation. Rather, you know, you'll see in some extreme cases where children are speaking rudely, or they are speaking in, you know, like a fed up way with their parents, as if it's, you know, they have to. And unfortunately, we see this theme in many of our youngsters today, where they do not give their parents, fathers and mothers, the due respect and love that they deserve. And this is something, I think, a very key highlight that we can take from the life of Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra, that she had immense respect and love for her noble mother and father, and something that we should ponder upon as well. Because many times we see, either if a person, he moves abroad, so let's say you move from Pakistan, you know, to here for work or whatever, or if the parents, they pass away, it's at that stage that that person starts to realize what they have lost. And you know, they say as well that you don't realize what blessing you have until you lose it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, by that stage, it's too late. Because, you know, no longer can you receive their phone calls and speak to them. No longer can you, you know, sit and, you know, speak to them and have those loving conversations that are with them. So I think one thing I want to highlight is the importance of parents and the importance of cherishing and respecting your parents. You know, we probably give more respect, many people, to our friends and our, you know, outsiders than we do to our parents. So this is something we should focus on as well.
MashaAllah. Bilal bhai, बड़ा एक्सप्लेन किया माशाल्लाह, अरुण भाई एक्सप्लेन ब्यूटीफुली, स्पेशली अबाउट द हाउ द रीसेंट कंडीशंस इन आवर हाउसेस एज वेल, स्पेशली द मदर एंड द डॉटर एज वेल. There's one thing in the life of especially Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala is about the mountain in patience. So much that, you know, you see nowadays people have so many in the home, they come to clean the house, they come to just wash their clothes. In Pakistan as well, in other places as well. They have a person came and they make food. But Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, even though she is the blessed daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the owner of everything, but he used to do everything with own hands. That's a lesson for everyone. Now we complain on every small thing. I haven't got this, I haven't received this, my husband is not providing me. So every second I'm just complaining and blaming attitude. But when you look here, it's always sacrifice. And always thanks to Allah Almighty. Jo bhi Allah Paak ki rizha thi, uspe khush rehne ki unki ek zindagi mein bada zabardast sabak milta har ek ko. Agar hum seekhna chahe to aise hi hai.
Ji, absolutely, Sayyid Sahab. And this is what we learn from the great personalities of Islam, that whenever it came to the rights of people, they never fell short. They understood what it meant to fulfill the rights of their spouse, or their father, or their siblings, or their children. Whichever aspect we look at it, the awliya, the sahaba ikiram, the sahabiyat, they understood that in Islam, you can summarize the matters into two aspects. You have the matter in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's rights, and then you have the rights of the people, right? Now, within the rights of Allah, Sayyida Fatima Zahra was extremely unique. And I think inshallah later on I'm going to discuss this as well. But to now, because the current topic is in relation to how a familial life should be and how the sisters, what lesson can they learn from the blessed life of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gifted her the beautiful gift of Tasbih Fatima, which is now called Tasbih Fatima, in such there's so many lessons that we need to actually learn from this very specific waqia that I'd like to show to the viewers today. Because today we do have this mindset, whether we speak from a brother's perspective or from a sister's perspective, everybody unfortunately is trying to complain. They want people to do things for them, but they don't want to do anything for any other person within the family. And it's kind of seen like this. When Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha would spend her time within her home with her husband and her children, it's mentioned in the books of Seerah that she would bake the bread in the oven, she would sweep the house, she would grind the flour using a handmill.
Allah.
And then due to this hard labor, her hands developed some injury. Her blessed complexion also changed.
Allah.
And her clothing was also covered in dust. Such a very simple life. And the way she expressed herself. But one day she came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam requesting for assistance with a servant. But instead, she received this priceless gift of Tasbih Fatima. And it mentioned by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala that Sayyida Fatima Zahra once came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and requested for an assistance for a maid. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a better alternative by saying, "Shall I not tell you something better than a maid? When you go to bed, recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times." This narration is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. And after this point, the ulama of the deen say that even Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada, Shere Khuda Mushkil Kushar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did not even leave this dhikr, this wird that was gifted by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is strength in these words. When you call unto Allah, when you glorify Allah, when you thank Allah, when you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is something as well that she requested for help, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her a better alternative. This is what we also need to try to bring within our life, and also develop this mindset of being forbearant, for being patient, for being tolerant, inshallah, with matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely grant you the blessings of this. And this is something that both, I believe, the husband and the wife, you know, both spouses need to understand that there are roles and there are rights of each other that need to be, you know, respected and fulfilled, Sayyid Sahab. I think this is one point, because when Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions how much he appreciated Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then when we discuss the fact that, like our Mawlana Qasim Bhai mentioned, that the books of Seerah mention that when Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would be dealing with the matters of the home, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu would deal with the matters outside the home. And this is the way that they would be able to work together and make sure that the home is a nice and comfortable place for the family. And one thing I'd like to end with, because this sometimes is overlooked. Maybe the brothers are well devoted in their worship, but maybe the sisters sometimes fall short due to household chores or whatever it could be. Now, I'm not saying everybody is like that. I'm saying, mashallah, you know, it could be a case where that we are falling short in that aspect in terms of the Islamic sisters. So I would like to narrate this narration in one of the books of Seerah, where Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned, "I saw my noble mother, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, standing in prayer at night in the Masjid-e Bayt. The Masjid-e Bayt, which is a designated place of offering salah in the home. It's called Masjid-e Bayt. He said, I saw my blessed mother remain there throughout the night until the time of Fajr. And I also heard her performing dua in abundance. Today we perform dua and then we give up. We perform one dua, but then we say, you know, why is our dua not being accepted? But we should be patient in this matter. Sayyidah Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the queen of paradise, the blessed daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who just needs to make an indication and Allah Almighty will accept the dua. But even though she has such great status in the court of Allah Almighty, but look at how she would perform dua abundantly. But then what does he mention? She would just be praying for the well-being of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now this is something as well, that if you want goodness in your life, begin to do dua for other people. Become a well-wisher for other people. Allah Almighty will appoint an angel who will supplicate and say that may the same be for you.
Subhanallah.
This is the secret, the shortcuts of getting our dua accepted. That our dua, the angels are doing dua on our behalf. Now this is why. And then look at how what was mentioned. Sayyidina Imam Hassan asked his mother as well, that, oh my dear mother, why do you not pray for yourself?
Allah Akbar.
And she replied,
beautiful reply.
First the neighbors, then the household. Now, meaning the people around, look at how caring, this was the tarbiyat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now what type of tarbiyat are we giving to our children, to our women and to our, you know, daughters, sons? How are we, you know, teaching them regarding dua? How are we even bringing them towards salah, towards supplicating the court of Allah Almighty? Or do we say things like, if something doesn't go your way, the first thing you do is going to be complaining. The first you do is come back to us. This is unfortunately a wrong concept, which is unfortunately spread out today, where both sides, you have to look at the situation, Sayyidina Sahab. And this is unfortunately something that we are overlooking in the life of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and even in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we need to be more tolerant and there needs to be love from both sides. The mother-in-law needs to show that love and appreciation, and the daughter-in-law also needs to show this as well. And there needs to be that cohesive relationship also with the husband, that he is also managing both matters as well. Unfortunately today we have people who are very immature, and then it just destroys households where it could have been a much beautiful life for the family. But unfortunately today we've moved away from these teachings. And this is what we need to bring ourselves back to. Because we can speak about the shan, the virtues of Sayyidah Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Sayyid Sahab, I have a very long document on the virtues of Sayyidah Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. That Dawat Islami's different books have accumulated, and I just took benefit from them. I didn't find it myself, I just took the copy and pasted it to us, alhamdulillah. Dawat Islami done all the work. But this is the thing, we can mention the virtues, but if we don't begin to change ourselves, change our character, our behavior, our habits, our temperaments. You know, today we're very quick to respond in anger. We need to be patient. And both people need to understand that a guest has come into the home. Like a daughter has come into the home. You're meant to make her feel welcome. You're not meant to make things burdensome upon her. So this is how it is, Sayyid Sahab. This is the teachings of Islam that we need to again try to implement within our lives. This is the most important thing. Implementation of the teachings of Islam is when we're going to see a better society.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
Because going off of what Ustaz said, this also mentioned so many amazing points, MashaAllah. And many things will come into my mind across that as well. But if we just touch upon one of the narration that they mentioned, when Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, and when they went upon their mother at night time praying and worshipping Allah Almighty. Now, imagine the effect that the child has. Now, nowadays, if we look at our household, we're talking about the household, that if a child goes to his mother at night time or during the day and sees what his mother is doing, what does the child see? The mother's there sat on the sofa watching a drama or watching a movie. Or maybe the mother's mouth are listening to music. This is the effect that the child sees. So whatever the child sees, this is what he's going to adopt. And now we know the great rank of Sayyidina Fatima Zahra. And of course, we know the rank of her two children as well, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein, who will be the leaders of the youth in the paradise as well. So how did they gain this rank? Because look at the mother. When the mother is so pious, when the mother is so devoted to worshipping Allah Almighty, then this effect will also be given to the children as well. Now Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, they mentioned that Sayyidina Fatima Zahra, when she was doing the household chores, when she was cooking the food, etc., that she would be doing the zikr of Allah Almighty. She would be reciting the Quran. She would be doing the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. So imagine this, that when the mother in the household is cooking the food, is making the food and doing the household chores, and at the same time is doing the zikr of Allah Almighty, imagine the blessings and barakah within that food. And then when the household then consumes that food, how much blessings and barakah they would receive as well. So again, we need to learn from this that the mother, she is a role model for her children. That the mother, whatever she displays, that is what the children would do. We have this misconception that whether the mother tells the children, don't lie, you know, don't watch movies. Or maybe the father smokes himself and then he's telling his children, don't smoke, okay? Or don't do drugs, etc. But when the father and the mother are doing the exact same thing, then what kind of effect do you expect the child to have? And of course, the child will look at this and he will assume this is the correct thing. So here when we see this short waqi of Sayyidina Imam Hassan, when he saw his mother praying in the night and praying for the ummah, praying for the Muslim men and the Muslim women, this effect will surely be on the children as well. We of course know the great rank of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein.
For the tarbiyat from the childhood.
Yes.
You know, everybody is complaining now, my child is not listening to me, what's happening about the society, about the friendship, about the school, blaming to everyone. But they don't blame them on self, what they're doing inside the home. Because the children, they look upon you as well. As your father, if you smoke, you can't tell your children don't smoke. They are watching you. So in the same way, they look in the mother as well. Mother, kya kar rahi hai? When we have problem in our home, then we start calling everybody. If you need anything, we call this person, this person. But if you look at the life of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, for the homework, she never called anybody. कभी भी घर के कामों के लिए किसी को नहीं बोलता. For us, everything, जरा उसको बुला लेना, जरा उसको बुला लेना. भाई खुद भी तो काम करो, थोड़ा हाथ पाँव हिलाओ. अल्लाह पाक ने हाथ पाँव दिए किसके लिए? काम करने के लिए दिए ना. घर के बोलो, इसको भी बुला लो, उसको अपना कुछ नहीं करना है. बैठे बैठे सब हो जाए, बैठे बैठे कुछ भी नहीं होता है. हाथ पाँव हिलाने पड़ते हैं, मेहनत करनी पड़ती है. अनदर होती है कि नेवर कंप्लेन द इंटायर लाइफ अबाउट द हस्बैंड. नेवर, वो कहते हैं कोई डिमांड ही नहीं की कभी किसी चीज़ की. यहाँ तो पूरी लिस्ट होती है. अभी रमज़ान शुरू नहीं हुआ तो ईद की लिस्ट पहले मौजूद होगी. मुझे ये भी चाहिए, मुझे ये भी चाहिए, अच्छा मुझे कपड़े भी चाहिए, तो मुझे मेकअप भी चाहिए, तो जूती भी चाहिए. वॉन्ट दिस, इट्स अ बिग लिस्ट. एंड देन स्टार्ट कंप्लेनिंग अबाउट हस्बैंड टू एवरीवन. इट्स नॉट गुड, नॉट अ गुड साइन. एंड इफ यू लुक द लाइफ ऑफ फातिमा, नेवर कंप्लेन अबाउट हज़रत अली रज़ी. This is the line of Allah. But look at the understanding, look at the love among each other, always praising each other. Here everybody is complaining about the wife, and the wife start complaining about the husband. There is no mutual understanding. There is no love. Another aspect of this, कभी भी काम की कसरत की वजह से कभी भी मेहनत से मुशक्कत से घबराई नहीं थी. And our home, panic attack हो जाता है. कोई मेहमान आ जाए, वो अब क्या होगा? पहले जमाने में ना फ्रिज होता था, ना कोई ऐसी चीज़ होती थी. You have to straight away cook everything. होता ना कि अगर वो बकरा भी ज़िबा करना है तो खाना उसी वक्त बनाना है. आज तो पहले से चीज़ें मौजूद होती है, बल्कि ऑर्डर करते हैं तो आ जाता है. पहले everything उसी वक्त करना पड़ता था. Never complain. कभी भी घबराते नहीं थे. ये वो चीज़ें हैं जिनकी वजह से घरों में सुकून आता है. और एक और उसूल बड़ा प्यारा था इनकी ज़िंदगी का, कि खुद फाके से हों. Never eat before, कब? कि जब तक अपने हस्बैंड को ना खिला दें और अपने बच्चों को ना खिला दें. पहले उनको खिलाती थी, फिर खुद खाती थी. आज तो यार मैं खा लूँ पहले, बाद में जो होगा देखा जाएगा. ये तो प्रॉब्लम है, वो पता ही नहीं है क्या हो रहा है. जब भी तो हर कोई अलग है. वो हस्बैंड दे कमिंग देयर ओन टाइम ईटिंग देमसेल्फ. ये ज़्यादातर आप बासे खा लेगा. बच्चे तो क्या हो गया, बच्चे मोबाइल पे लगे, अपना खा रहे हैं, इनको अपनी फिक्र नहीं. पर लुक एट द फातिमा ज़हरा रज़ी अल्लाह तआला अन्हा, नेवर ईट बिफोर. ऑलवेज प्रोवाइड फूड फर्स्ट टू चिल्ड्रन एंड हस्बैंड, एंड देन आफ्टर व्हेन दे फिनिश द फूड, उसके बाद वो खाना खाते थे. ये चार ऐसी चीज़ें अगर आज हमारे घरों में आ जाए तो घर अमन का गहवारा नहीं बन जाए. ये हमारे घरों में लैकिंग है. पैसे से सुकून नहीं आता है, मोहब्बत से सुकून आता है. अपने घरों में मोहब्बत को, अंडरस्टैंडिंग को लेकर आए, जिसकी आज हमारे घरों के अंदर कमी है. चाहे वो द सिस्टर दोज हु आर वॉचिंग मदनी चैनल, इवन द ब्रदर दोज हु आर वॉचिंग, प्लीज़ अंडरस्टैंड द राइट्स ऑफ अदर्स. डोंट ओनली क्लेम अबाउट योर ओन राइट्स, दूसरों के राइट्स को भी समझे. होता है एक्सीडेंट, पता है कब का होता है? वैन यू क्रॉस द लाइन. जब आप ओवरटेक करते हैं किसी और की लेन में गाड़ी चलाते हैं तो एक्सीडेंट हो जाता है. जब हर कोई अपने लेन में गाड़ी चला रहा होगा कभी एक्सीडेंट नहीं होता है. ये ओवरटेकिंग की वजह से होता है, ओवर स्पीडिंग की वजह से होता है. इन द सेम वे, इफ यू वायलेट द राइट्स ऑफ अदर, देन डेफिनेटली हाउस, घर के अंदर जो प्रॉब्लम्स होंगी, झगड़े होंगे, वो बच्चों पर एक इफेक्ट होगा. पूरी जनरेशन डिस्टर्ब होती है. It's not about you and your wife, it's about the coming generation. It's affecting their life as well when they move. Like aaj hamare log kya hota hai ki bachchiyon ki tarbiyat pe itni tawajjuh nahi hai, bachchon ke upar bada focus hai. اب یہ سب سے بڑا پرابلم ہے. میں ایک چیز پڑھ رہا تھا, بڑے کمال کا کسی نے لکھا تھا اردو میں, یو نو وین دا ڈاٹر دے لیو دیئر پیرنٹس ہوم آن دا ویڈنگ ڈے, اٹس اے ویری ٹف ڈے فار ہر, دا کرائنگ سچویشن, ہی لیونگ دا ہوم اینڈ ویئر ایور شی از گوئنگ شی ہیز ٹو بی ود اے اسمائلی فیس. ہاؤ اٹ از پاسبل ود ان فیو آورس ایک طرف روتے ہوئے اپنے گھر کو چھوڑنا ہے اور دوسری طرف مسکراتے ہوئے اس گھر میں جانا, ورنہ بولیں گے کیا ہے, کیا ڈیفیکلٹ ٹو ایڈجسٹ. مین کی لائف از ناٹ اے بگ چینج آفٹر میرج, بٹ جو لیڈی ہوتی ہے, فیمیل ہوتی ہے, جو ڈاکٹر ہوتی ہیں, از اے بگ چینج ان دیئر لائف. سو وی نیڈ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ, جو میل ہیں ان کو انڈرسٹینڈ کرنا پڑے گا کہ وہ کسی اور طرح براٹ اپ ہوئی ہے. ٹیک ٹائم ٹو ایڈجسٹ ان یور ہوم, بات بات پہ جھگڑا نہیں کرنا, بات بات پہ نکتے نہیں نکالنے, بات بات پہ آرگومنٹ نہیں ہونا چاہیے گھروں کے اندر, جبھی تو پرابلم ہے. اپنے گھروں کو اگر آپ سکون کا گہوارہ بنانا چاہتے ہیں, دیٹ انڈرسٹینڈ دا رائٹس, انڈرسٹینڈ ادر پرسن, صرف اپنی بات ہی سمجھاتے رہیں گے تو کبھی بھی معاملہ حل نہیں ہوگا, سامنے والے کو بھی انڈرسٹینڈ کرنا چاہیے. وی ہیو اے بیوٹیفل پیکیج فار یو ان شاء اللہ, لیٹس واچ پیکیج.
In order to improve ourselves as Muslims, we should look at the biography of the prophets, the companions, and the awliya-i kiram. Now we can look at one blessed individual, the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was an ocean of generosity and a mountain of patience, subhanallah azza wa jal. She herself would remain hungry for many days, but the river of generosity, it would not stop flowing from her house, subhanallah azza wa jal. It comes in a narration that Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala an, he has narrated that one day some food was arranged after we had starved in the previous meal. My father, Sayyidina Ali, and my younger brother, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, had eaten, but my mother had not yet eaten. As she reached for the bread, a beggar beseeched at the door that, O daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I have been starving for two meals. Please fill my stomach. My mother radiallahu ta'ala an, she stopped instantly and ordered me, give this food to the beggar. I have starved for one meal, but he has not eaten for two meals. Subhanallah azza wa jal. This was the generosity of Sayyidina Fatima Zahra. We can learn from this and adopt this great attribute. And we should also be amongst those who are generous. We should look towards our neighbors, our families, friends, and other Muslims. They may be in need of help. And look at those brothers and sisters who do not even have a single piece of bread to eat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
We were hearing a beautiful Madni pulse about the life and attributes of the Queen of Paradise, Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. We have a segment, and that segment is about Guess the Word.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen, Islam is the way of life.
Five letters. Let's start with I. I. A. A. Most specific, A always comes, yes.
F.
F.
S.
S.
E.
E. Kahan aayega? Chalo, aa gaya. Qasim bhai?
Aur?
Aur, it's no aur.
Let's say L.
L. C.
C. T.
T.
G.
G. G. G. G.
D.
D. Dates. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. D.
D. S.
S.
I.
I don't know why you guys missing one main letter. A. A, mostly place A, you find A. No white.
H.
M. Allahu Akbar. Arunba will break through this. T. No time for T. Allah Akbar. G. Very famous.
W.
I'll give you some hint after that. So you, Adha is gonna fill up here. And Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, we all will do this when we go back from here. Not straight away, after a few hours, inshallah. Some places already done, some places, inshallah, within few hours.
F.
Yes.
A.
J. Fajr. Alayhi, mashallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One more, inshallah. Hilal bhai.
S.
What was his guess? I have a soch ke thodi bola. That you always guess. This next one. Very famous phrase. Starting with this. Kalam bhi sun le.
Eba.
E.
Why?
Why? It's easy now. There's nothing left. Is the limit? Tell me, kya?
Arum ka date. Arum ka.
Arum bata bhi diya bhi.
Acha.
Very famous. Is the limit?
Welcome to my mind.
Okay. Koi baat nahi. Kya aa raha hai?
Kuch bhi kar raha. C.
C.
K.
K. Sky is the limit.
Sky is the limit.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guess the word, chalaiyega.
the blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Ji Harun bhai kalam ko sunte inshaAllah.
Mujhde pe phir bolana Madani Madine wale, mujhde pe phir bolana Madani Madine wale, maa ishq bhi pilana Madani Madine wale, meri aankh mein samana Madani Madine wale, meri aankh mein samana Madani Madine wale, ban dil tera thikana, ban dil tera thikana Madani Madine wale, mujhde pe phir bolana Madani Madine wale, teri jab jadid hogi, jab meri eid hogi, mere aqa teri jab jadid hogi, jab meri eid hogi, meri khwab mein Madine wale, mujhe dar pe phir bolana Madani Madine wale, aur meri aane wali nasle tere ishq hi mein machle, meri aane tere ishq hi mein majle, un nek to banana, un nek to banana Madani Madine wale, mujhe dar pe phir bolana Madani حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله تيري صدق ميا قاصر جهان کو دين ملا پڑھا لا الہ الا اللہ سمت نبی وہ جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلا ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی وہ جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے بتلا ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ اپنی بہن سے بولے عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چھپ کے پڑھتی تھی اپنی بہن سے بولے عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چھپ کے پڑھتی تھی بہن نے جب قرآن پڑھا سن کے کلام پاک خدا دل یہ عمر کا بول اٹھا کیا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ وہ جو بلال حبشی ہے سرور دی کا یارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا وہ تارا ہے وہ جو بلال حبشی ہے سرور دی کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا وہ تارا ہے ظلم ہوئے کتنے ان پر سینے پہ رکھا پتھر پھر بھی زباں پر جاری تھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا 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 اللہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم It's time for our another segment Guess the Poetry
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen Rabbul Islam is the way of life
Safar Theek
Safar I'm not sure if I say the words right, but is it A Safar or He Safar Ara Sabhur or Malak? Or a ghilma?
No, it's not safa. Safa. A safa ara sabhuru man. اور ہلما من مچاتا ہے, ایک دھوم ہے عرش یار مہمان خدا.
سفر,
یہ سفر ہے
مدینے کا سفر, مدینے کا سفر اور
بڑا
سفر ہے,
بڑا پیارا کلام آپ نے یاد کرا. مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدا نم دید جبھی افسردہ قدم لرزیدہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب تیبہ نظر شرمندہ
چلا
شرمندہ. اب یہ کہا ایک اور سا کلام پڑھیے. چلا
چلا
چلا چلے پڑھ دے کوئی بات نہیں, اتنے سارے کلام ہیں. چلا اب دیکھو دوسری کی باری میں یاد آتا ہے ایسے ہی بلال بھائی, یا بلال بھائی کو یاد آ گیا. چلا چلا
میں مدینے چلا, میں مدینے چلا جھومتا جھومتا, میں مدینے چلا جھومتا جھومتا, میں مدینے چلا, میں مدینے چلا.
چلے بولے رحمت
رحمت کا دروازہ کھلا مانگ رے ماں دیتا ہے کرم ان کا صدا.
آپ سنائے کوئی اور سا جی, اتنا ابھی تو دیکھو سب کو آ رہا ہوتا ہے دوسری باری میں نا, ابھی تو ان کو بھی آ رہا ہوگا.
مصطفیٰ جان رحمت دیلا کو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پیلا کو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پیلا کو سلام
دریا الہی ہر دم بگدا تھے جی ایک قطرہ بخشے میں نو دولت. چلے جی ہمارے ایک بڑے پیارے اسلامی بھائی تھے, انہوں نے دولت کو بدولت بنا دیا تھا. یہ دولت ہے.
I think I don't know if this starts like this, but حاضر ہے تیرے دولت پہ گدا سرکار توجہ فرمائے.
سبحان اللہ زبردست ہے جی, بالکل ایسے ہی حاضر ہے درِ
دولت پہ گدا, حاضر ہے درِ دولت پہ گدا سرکار توجہ فرمائے, سرکار توجہ فرمائے.
تاج نظر ہے حال میرا
مجھے
مجھے چلے
مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے, مائے عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے.
سبحان اللہ
تیری جب کے دید ہوگی
خوف
خوف نرک رضا ذرا تو تو اے عبد مصطفیٰ, خوف نرک رضا ذرا تو تو ہے عبد مصطفیٰ.
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Ji Bilal bhai.
Sayyid Sahab, there's a beautiful waqia in which on one occasion it's reported by Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that the beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, came to visit the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyida Aisha mentions radiallahu anha that the walk of Sayyida Fatima, her manner of walk was exactly like the manner of walk of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her, he welcomed her, saying, "Oh my daughter, welcome." Then he seated her beside him and whispered something in her ear. And she began to weep profusely. She began to cry. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Seeing her in the state of distress, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then once again whispered again to his blessed daughter, and then she smiled. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she continues that when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left, I asked Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha that what did the Prophet of Allah say to you? She replied, "I will not disclose the secret of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." This particular hadith is actually mentioned by Imam al-Nawawi in Riyadhus Salihin as well, under the chapter of preserving secrets, meaning those things which are the secrets of other people, to preserve them. And this narration is also cited there as well. So Sayyida Fatima said to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, so the daughter-in-law is saying to the blessed wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will not mention to you, I won't tell you the secret of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Later, after the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's physical departing of this dunya, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, I asked her again, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, that I ask you by the right that I have over you, Allah, please tell me what was said by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha replied, yes, now I will tell you. The first time my beloved father sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam used to recite the Quran with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once a year. But this year, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam recited the Quran twice with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning they did dawr. One person recites and the other listens, then the first one recites and the second listens. I believe my time is near. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his blessed daughter. I believe my time is near, and O Fatima, fear Allah and be patient, for I will be your forerunner in the hereafter. Meaning this is somebody who goes ahead and arranges everything for the person, for the people who are to come. Hearing this, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha said, I heard this and I was overwhelmed with grief and sadness that I began to cry. And as you saw, then seeing my distress, my beloved father sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then whispered to me again, saying, O Fatima, are you not pleased that you will be the leader of the women of paradise, or the leader of the believing women? And upon this I smiled. This is mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih. Then the ulama of the deen go into a lot of detail regarding this particular discussion. But there's one point that I want to highlight to everyone here today. That Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and a narration similar to this mentioned in Sahih Bukhari as well. Under this there are many hidden aspects that the ulama mentioned. They say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was aware. He had knowledge of the unseen. He had knowledge of those matters that are hidden from the people. For example, he also, in the narration of Sahih Bukhari, Sayyida Fatima said that the first time my beloved father told me that his time to leave this world was near, and I began to cry. The second time he informed me that I would be the first among his family to join him. Upon hearing this, I smiled. This is in Sahih Bukhari in Kitab al-Manaqib. So in under this narration, the scholars say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informing Sayyida Fatima of the time of her passing. The time of her passing away is also known by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The manner in which she will depart, that she would leave this world in the state of complete iman, in piety and righteousness, that she will have success in the matters of the grave and on the day of judgment, that she will have a smooth passage over the bridge of Sirat, Allah, over hell, and her exalted position in Jannah, where she will reside close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Now this was the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shan, as well as the beautiful and exclusive quality for Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And I know the time is very little, so I'm going to mention a final point here. That when Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, it is mentioned by the ulama of the deen that when she will appear on the day of judgment. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the day of judgment occurs, an announcer will make a declaration and say, O people, lower your gaze so Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may cross over the bridge of Sirat. This is the level of, this also happened because of her modesty, Sayyidah. Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra had such precaution that she took when it came to protecting her eyes and even making sure that no non-mahram would look at her as well. That when she is reported by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha made a will that when I depart this life, bury me in the night,
Allah,
so that no non-mahram man may look upon my janazah bier, meaning the place where the deceased is carried when they are leaving this world. So upon this, the ulama of the deen tell us that look at the great honor and status the Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha had. And upon this discussion, Sayyidina, there was one narration which mentions that she was actually, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was concerned about what will happen to her when she leaves this world, that so this doesn't happen. But then what happened is a very beautiful waqiyah. Sayyidatuna Asma bint Umays radiallahu anha, she mentioned that I saw in Habsha in Ethiopia that the people tie the branches of a tree on the janazah and they giving it a look like it's a simple cover in simple terms. And then they placed a chadar, a parda over this. Sayyida Asma radiallahu anha, she got some branches of the date palm tree. She joined them together. She basically made it for Sayyida Fatima so she can see how it looks. Then she placed the chadar. And this was after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyida Fatima observed this and she became extremely happy. That she knows that the matter that will be dealt with her, even after she leaves this world, she will still be in the state of parda. Now this is something that parda is a matter for both men and women. But because the highlight here is Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, the queen of paradise, the Islamic sisters can learn a huge lesson from this.
MashaAllah. Inshallah, last few words.
Yeah, just going off of what Sasa was mentioning regarding the modesty and the great rank of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra. The once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the companions that what entails goodness for women. At that time, the companions, they submitted that we did not know how to respond. Now later on, Sayyidina Ali was part of that gathering as well. And he went back and he told Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha as to what had happened and what kind of question the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam had asked. And this is the reply that I want to end off with. And then the people can ponder, especially the women of the household and the Muslim women and believers across the globe. They can ponder upon this saying of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra and her modesty level as well. That she said that goodness for women is not seeing ghair mahram.
Allah.
Ghair mahram men not seeing them. And when Sayyidina Ali went back and related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the great reply of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Fatima is a part of thee.
Subhanallah.
So we learn from this that modesty is very important.
Modesty perhaps between two branches. You have one which is the physical modesty, which is what you wear and how you are to cover yourself, your aura, etc. And another part of modesty is how you carry yourself, the way you speak, the way you know your tone is. And naturally, we are told that a woman in Islam, she is, for example, if she's to answer the door and it's a ghair mahram, she is to speak in a harsher tone, for example, and she's not to put such perfume on which can be smelt by the outsider. She's not to talk loudly, even her voice is aura. This is the respect that Islam gives a woman. And Sayyid Sahab, linking on with this, for the men of the household, they are also to have ghira for their women as well. We unfortunately see in our society, many men, they are happy with their friends, for example, meeting with their wives. They are happy with their wives going out without the proper parda, etc. So this, for example, could possibly entail you being the youth, for example. And there are many, obviously, rulings with this, but the simple message is that be modest and learn how modesty is to be kept through the life of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, radiallahu ta'ala.
SubhanAllah. One more thing I would like to end, inshallah. Is about the love between father and daughter. It was a time of ignorance when the father gave importance to the daughter. Zinda dafnadiya karte. There were no rights for him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that time, he said, Fatima is part of me. Whatever upsets her, upsets me, and whatever harms her, harms me. Importance of the daughter. Nowadays, people, they only give importance to the son. Where is my son? Where is my son? Even in the books, it's mentioned when you bring something, when you go home and you try to distribute to your children, give first to the daughters. In our household, we always started with son. Where is my son? And we think he's our backbone. When we go on older, then he will support. But remember, your daughter is a loving one. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to travel, Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha would be the last he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would meet before leaving for the journey. And when he came back, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his return, he would first come to see the Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. It shows the importance of daughter. And the blessed saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not consider daughters bad, undoubtedly they are loving. Yeh muhabbat waliya hoti hai. Yeh hamesha nahi rehti, inhone dusron ke ghar jana, apne bachiyon se pyar, muhabbat de, they feel. कि जहाँ लड़के होते हैं क्या कहते हैं उनके भाई होते हैं उनको ज्यादा इंपॉर्टेंस दी जाती है, बेटियों को नहीं जाती है, बेटियों को इंपॉर्टेंस देनी चाहिए. अनदर नरेशन, इफ अ डॉटर इज बॉर्न एट द हाउस ऑफ अ पर्सन एंड ही डज नॉट डिस्ट्रेस हर एंड नॉट डज ही कंसीडर हर बैड एंड नॉट डज ही प्रेफर द सन टू द डॉटर, देन अल्लाह विल मेक द पर्सन एंटर हेवन. You will gain all these blessings. Give importance to your daughter. Give love to your daughter. The person who is burdened with bringing up daughters and he treats them well, so these daughters will become a shield for him against hell. Another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who has three daughters and he treats them well, heaven become wajib for him. It was humbly asked, if there are two, then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, even if there are two. It was humbly asked, if there is only one, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, even if there is only one. One who has three daughters or three sisters or two daughters or two sisters, he then brings them up well and fears Allah regarding their matters, so heaven is for him. One who has three daughters or three sisters and he treats them well, he will enter heaven. Very easy door to go Jannah. Treat your daughter, treat your sister well. But nowadays, we see that bachiyon ko ek wo respect nahi di jati hai. Lalchi na bane. हम ग्रीडी होते हैं अपने लिए कि हम थोड़े ओल्ड एज में होंगे तो बच्चा हमें सपोर्ट करेगा. ये बच्चियां जो होती हैं ना बड़ी मोहब्बत करने वाली होती हैं. स्टे विद अस इंशाल्लाह. कीप वाचिंग मदनी चैनल. सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम रब्बुल आलमीन इज द वे ऑफ लाइफ. इस्लाम इज द वे ऑफ लाइफ.